Do you want a beautiful lawn? Enter True Green, the easiest way to get a great lawn. Just water and mow and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and more. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. And they have a verified best price, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com, TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people. Guaranteed.
What kind of fun is waiting for you at Kings Island? The holy cow, we're way too high and here comes the drop kind of fun. The make a splash all summer kind of fun. The I can't believe I ate that whole funnel cake. Let's get another kind of fun. But most importantly, at Kings Island, you'll find for the fun of it kind of fun.
Don't wait to start your fun this season. Kings Island is now open weekends.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
To the glory days at the stick. From who's got it better than us to brick by brick. It's always the 49ers way from off season to game day. Yeah, we talk back. It's the 49ers cutback.
It is 49ers Cutback Podcast time. Welcome to the show, everyone. 49ers finished day two of the NFL draft, and boy, was it interesting. And if you joined me over on 49ers Rush with John Chapman, you probably heard some insights. But the San Francisco 49ers addressed a couple of positions of need. First off, they went out and they got a cornerback in Renardo Green out of Florida State, and a guy that I've watched a lot over the last couple of seasons. He's a very talented football player, but they weren't done there. In the third round, they went out and they got an interior offensive line prospect who has five position versatility in Dominic Puni out of Kansas. So the San Francisco 49ers made some moves and they got some guys. Now, of course, we know Dominic Puni didn't end up being picked 94. He went a little bit early because they drafted or they moved up and were able to get a player. So it's a very interesting move by the San Francisco 49ers getting their guys. I think a lot of people would have liked seeing them do it in a different order. They would have liked to see the San Francisco 49ers go with offensive line in the first part of the first round. They wanted them in the first round. They didn't want them later on in the draft. So 49ers got some guys that could potentially do some things. And I want to talk about these guys a little bit more, get a little bit more understanding of who these players are. So that way everyone can feel a little bit more comfortable with who these guys are. So, of course, just like always, I appreciate you guys joining. Like and subscribe to the channel if you haven't already. I'm on the push to continue to grow the audience, so I appreciate it. And if you're listening on audio platform, 49ers Cutback on Believe, please give it a 5-star rating. And if you're going to bet with Bet Online. Bet Online is your number one source for all your summer sports this season, from MLB, golf, and NBA and NHL playoff stats. All the latest stats, news, and scores available to follow your favorite teams. Get the latest odds and lines, including the latest team matchups, player props, and odds on just about every sport out there. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to get in on the action. Bet online where the game starts. And, you know, this is one of the ones that's an interesting pick because I have been a fan of Renardo Green. Renardo Green's a guy that plays nickel corner and he plays at a high level. And the 49ers knew they needed to get a nickel prospect in this draft. They have just D'Amore Lenore. When you look at the players that they have on the roster, most are outside talents. They play on the outside. They brought in Isaac Yedem, outside cornerback. They brought in Rakia Sin, outside cornerback. We don't know if Darrell Luter Jr. can move in, but we haven't seen a lot from him. He barely played during his rookie season. Samuel Womack didn't work out at nickel. So the 49ers knew this is a place to address, even if that's not for this season, but for long-term. D'Amore Lenore is a guy that you want to play on the outside. The 49ers really value him, especially if he's your number two corner. You don't want your number two corner playing in the slot. You want him playing on the outside. The 49ers have been void of a consistent nickel corner since they lost K'Wan Williams. And now they go out and they get a guy in Florida State's Renardo Green. Now they did make a trade to make this thing happen. They went ahead and they moved back one spot. This was an interesting trade with the Kansas City Chiefs. The 49ers sent 63 and 211, which is a sixth round pick, to the Chiefs in exchange for pick 64 and 173 in the fifth round. So the 49ers moved one spot back in the third to go ahead and move 40 plus spots ahead from our sixth round pick to the end of the fifth round. Very good move by the San Francisco 49ers. Now they have picks 173 and 176 in the fifth round. So 49ers move back one spot and then target Green. There were still very talented cornerbacks on the big board, you know, a guy like Andrew Phillips. Now, I was very high on Renardo Green. On my big board, I had Renardo Green as the number 34 best player. Of course, remember, I removed quarterbacks from my board. I knew the 49ers weren't going to address them early. Late round quarterbacks made my big board, but I tried to make this as realistic as I could to what I thought the 49ers would do. Now, of course, my evaluations aren't always going to line up with the 49ers. I just try to take into account what they do. So for me, this was a huge value pick. Pick 64, and you end up getting Renardo Green that you wanted to get. I think that was a very solid move. Lou's in chat. Lou says, Ant, talk about underrated. The work you put into your draft is evident. You nailed today. Congrats. I appreciate that, Lou. A lot of the preparation is there, but it's also a little bit of a crapshoot. But I was high on Renardo Green, and I was definitely bullish on Dominic Puni. I thought he fit. I thought he was a 49ers-type player. When you talk about guys you play outside at this tackle position and then are able to move inside, Dominic Puni was definitely one of those guys. So I appreciate it, Lou. And Lou joined me for a lot of day one and two over on 49ers Rush. What's up, Eric? Eric Dane in chat says, hey, Ant, how's it going? And if you're watching right now on YouTube, feel free to go ahead and leave a comment. I have no problem interacting while we're doing this episode. So Renardo Green, let's talk about Renardo Green a little bit. 5'11", 186 pounds out of Florida State. When you're looking at him, the first thing you notice right off the bat is he looked like an energized player. He's explosive with everything that he does. He's got really good quickness, but he plays with great urgency. He's a guy that has recovery speed, so if he initially gets beat, he can make up for that and get back onto his man where he needs to be, closing gaps and making sure that he doesn't suffer from that initial loss of struggling and losing contact with the wide receiver. He is a guy that processes extremely well and reacts to what he's seeing, so that mental aspect of his game is there. I love seeing the way that he processed information of what a concept pass-wise was doing, and he was able to be able to handle that. He also does a very good job of matching releases off the line of scrimmage. Those are incredibly important, and he's a disciplined player. You need discipline if you're going to be a very talented player inside the 49ers defense. He also exhibited press man coverage ability. If you want to be able to run zone and man, this was a nice pick. The 49ers haven't had a nickel besides what they already have with Yamaru Lenore that's been able to run some press man. Being able to now run it across the board could be huge for the 49ers, especially in third and short and in the red zone when you want to be able to run man type situations and you're just not always able to because of the limitations of the players around. He is a guy that can do everything you need to do hip-wise, flexibility, flips his hips and runs, fluidity that way. He's able to drive on the football well. I like that. He's also a really good player when it comes to playing in run fits, being able to be where he's supposed to be and stop the run. It's very important for the 49ers to have a guy that can do that. Now, when you're talking about weaknesses, because we always have to talk about things they need to work on, one thing he can't get better at is his size. He's not a very big player, but he's playing in the nickel. What did we talk about a second ago? Kawan Williams, who was definitely shorter and on the smaller side, but was a beast when it came to making tackles in the run game. Renardo Green plays bigger than his size. If you looked at his size, you might worry, but 5'11", 190 pounds is plenty big enough to be able to play nickel corner in the NFL. It also allows him to change direction rapidly, which you really want. So I think that their limitations are definitely there when it comes to size. The other things he struggles with a little bit is sometimes when he sinks down at the top of the stem, he struggles a little bit to get out. Sometimes that's a little bit of a difficulty, but most of the time he's really good at it. And then you're talking about a guy that didn't have a lot of interceptions. So if that's something that you are worried about, he only had one interception last year. He did have 16 pass breakups, which should be what everyone focuses on. So I think it's going to be a really good thing for him. And we got a question here from KV. It says, quick question. I'm a big Brendan Rice fan. Do you think he will be drafted by the 49ers, even though we got Slick Rick? It's still a possibility. And now that we're getting into the fourth round, there are potential players where you could double up. The 49ers met with a lot of guys that were going to go in this range. It could have been they didn't know how the board was going to play out. Maybe if they would have had a certain player fall to them at 31, they would have addressed wide receiver later with this order of guys that they were going to get. I never say never because the 49ers have drafted multiple wide receivers before. Brendan Rice is definitely equipped to add to this roster because he would play X, which would make him a backup to Brandon Ayuk. So you could go Brendan Rice backup to Ayuk. You could go with Slick Rick as the backup to Deebo Samuel and kind of that Ray McCloud role, which I think he's going to fit. So it's a possibility. The question is, where's Brendan Rice going to fall? I don't see the 49ers trading up for him. Maybe they do. But pick 124 they have, pick 135 they have, and then they have two fifth-round picks that they could definitely use to move up if they wanted to target a player. So I wouldn't say it's out of the question. I do think it's a little less likely that they got Ricky Pearsall in the first round. I think it's a little less likely, but I don't think it's out of the question yet. JLE says, I'll be here tomorrow with you, and I appreciate that. JLE going to ride with me through rounds 4 through 7. So thanks for coming through. If you're listening right now and you are a person that loves the draft tomorrow, drafts 4 through 7, I'm going to be live the entire time, and we're going to break it down. It's always a huge amount of fun, so come through for that. Lou says, the 49ers choose quality players that fit. I think they've learned from their past medical mistakes and reaching for questionable picks. They definitely didn't go with anyone with injury concerns. These are all guys that have played 45-plus games in college and showed the ability to stay healthy. They have a tremendous amount of reps and have displayed consistency in those reps. I think that was very important. Also, all these players have high football IQ. I think that with all things, you hone in on what you're looking for as you go through the process. We're now 7 years removed from the 49ers' first draft with John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan, and there are definitely changes in the way that they went. Early on, they went for guys with big upside because they were trying to transform their team very quickly. Now they already have those big-time guys, and they're looking for guys that are plug-and-play, help you right now, but are guys who could potentially step up and make plays for you. It's not like these guys have hit their ceiling, but they probably have lower ceilings than some others. But you know they're very talented. So the 49ers definitely got what they want when looking at positions. They've honed in on their type of evaluation from numbers to skill to film, everything working in accordance to get the players that they like. So I think you're right, Lou. They're getting some guys. Eric Dean says, Ant is one of the most knowledgeable 49ers content creators out there. If you're not subscribed already, you should really consider it. I appreciate that, Eric. That means a lot that you would say that, so I really appreciate that. David says, strength of the draft was O-line, cornerback, and wide receiver. That's what we drafted. All seems like great fits. I think that's what you're getting. You're getting good fits, and I'm going to get to Dominic Puni here in a second because we know Dominic Puni was one of my guys, and you know, a lot of people probably didn't really care for the Dominic Puni. But when it came to Renardo Green, it's a name that people were talking about. It was a nickel corner that people liked. It wasn't Mike Samer still. It wasn't Andrew Phillips, who were definitely higher up on a lot of 49ers boards. Same with Rake Straw as well. But it was a guy that definitely fit the mold. What do you need from your nickel corner? You need a guy that can win in coverage, a guy that's pesty, which he definitely is, a guy who's physical, but a guy that can help you when it came to the run game. And that has been a problem for the 49ers over the last couple of years. That's why they threw Jimmy Ward into the nickel. He was good against the run. They lived with him struggling a little bit against the pass, but to win in the run game was big. Last year, they tried Isaiah Oliver. Great against the run, struggled to stop completions at a consistent rate. So you had to find the guy. They haven't found the balance besides Lenore. And the struggle is, why do you want Lenore, who's your second-best corner, playing inside? You want him on the outside going against the big-time wide receivers in this league. So they're working on getting to that direction. Now, I think Isaac Yedem has an inside track on starting early on in the season when the 49ers go to nickel and Diameter Lenore moves inside. But I think at some point, Renardo Green's going to have a real opportunity to get some snaps on the field. And I hope that people...
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
What kind of fun is waiting for you at Kings Island? The holy cow, we're way too high and here comes the drop kind of fun. The make a splash all summer kind of fun. The I can't believe I ate that whole funnel cake. Let's get another kind of fun. But most importantly, at Kings Island, you'll find for the fun of it kind of fun.
Don't wait to start your fun this season. Kings Island is now open weekends.
Do you want a beautiful lawn? Enter True Green, the easiest way to get a great lawn. Just water and mow and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and more. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. And they have a verified best price, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com, TrueGreen.com, to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people. Guaranteed.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Get excited about him once they start seeing him play because he's got a lot of talent. And Lou says, thoughts on the positions they might target first on day three. I'm definitely going to get to that. What's up, Donald Johnson? Really appreciate it. And David says, Ant was all over Puni. Yeah, it was. I ran across this Senior Bowl film, And as soon as I saw the Senior Bowl film, it locked me into him. I watched just his clips, his practice snaps, what he was doing in one-on-ones. And what I saw was fluidity and technique with heavy hands. I saw a guy that could anchor against big defensive tackles, but was fast enough to handle quick defensive tackles. Then I saw him take snaps, and I knew already that he was a tackle at Kansas, but the snapping was there. It was already pretty good shotgun snaps, and he looked comfortable and confident doing it. That's something we hadn't seen from some of the other transitional players. Do I know he's going to transition to center in year one? No, that's a tough transition, but a guard at first and then to center, probably maybe even a eventual replacement for Jake Brendel. It's possible. So let's talk Puni. 6'5", 313 pounds, big physical guy. The reason he's not probably a tackle of the NFL is length of arms, doesn't have the elite length of arms. 49ers don't always care about that. So arm similar length to Colton McKivitz, which means he's a prospect to play tackle. But John Lynch said he looks for him to play inside. That's where they're going to start him. And that's where I think he has the most advantages because of the speed element. He's fast enough for speed tackles, maybe would struggle with speed edges. So that's always something to remember. This is a guy who's built with mass, that ability to anchor and not allow push when it comes to a defensive tackle. What do you not want? Chris Jones to collapse the pocket onto Brock Purdy. Dominic Puni has that ability. He also has the right length for the body style and structure that he has. This is a good athlete. He's smooth in space. You got to like what he does. He's got good mobility. He's not a 40 guy. He's not a guy that's going to impress you with his 40, but short area quickness, he does it. He can get to the second level. He can make those blocks. He stays extremely square when he's pass blocking, making it difficult for defenders to be able to get past him. And then he's really good at making sure he stays within his frame on pass reps and doesn't get off balance. Those are definitely what you want. He is a guy that can do it all. He handles stunts. He does everything you need to do when it comes to run assignments. He's good in gap scheme. I think he'll be very good, even though it doesn't appear so now. I think he's going to be good in the zone scheme as well. And then if you like a guy that finishes blocks, Dominic Puni is one of those guys that does it in the run game. He will take advantage of a defender not being in the proper position and not having the right leverage, and he will put them on the ground, and it's fun to see. He has the ability to play all five positions. That's why I talked about him in the same light as Graham Barton. Now, Graham Barton was a first-round talent. Dominic Puni is a third-round talent. I had them extremely different. I had one guy ranked, I think, around 26, and then Puni was ranked 71 on my big board, but very talented player. When you're talking about his weaknesses, he doesn't always have the best knee bend. Of course, we know you don't want to be a waist bender. You want to have knee bend. You want to have hip flexibility, ankle flexibility. Those are always things they have to worry about. That caused him to allow too much pressure on the outside. That's why I see him as an interior offensive lineman. So you have to worry about him in his kick slide because he doesn't have elite flexibility to be able to handle those guys when they dip and try to go underneath speed rushers. You kick him inside, you're not dealing with that when you're going against defensive tackles. You have to be able to anchor more so and have enough lateral quickness to be able to get in front of someone. He can definitely handle that. But once again, if you're playing him on the outside, he doesn't have the elite range to run down and get a safety in space. If you have him playing interior and he's going to play a linebacker or you know, go ahead and pick up a backside player, he can definitely handle that. So those are some things I really like about Dominic Puni. A very, very, very good player. So to me, he was somebody I liked that the 49ers hit with that pick. David says, great. Green, Lenore, Traverius, all are dogs. And that's what you're adding when you're adding Green. Your Bernardo Green is a guy that people are going to like because he's aggressive. He's physical. He barks. He's a guy that Dre Greenlaw, Dealmaru Lenore, Talanoa Fonga, these big hitters, Jair Brown, you can feed off of him. He's going to fit and feed into that. So I definitely liked, you know, what they did in this draft. I know that there are probably, you know, question marks, you know, about the players and where they took them, because consensus was that Renardo Green was a third round pick. Consensus was Dominic Puni, you know, was a third round pick. Puni they got in the third round. So You got to feel pretty comfortable with that. When it comes to Renardo Green, I think they got a steal on both of these guys. Because like I said, I had Renardo Green ranked 34th. And of course, you know, it's subjective. I don't know how many boards would have him that high. I was one of the few, even with, you know, the guys that I was on. So I was definitely higher on him than most. I had him right there with Andrew Phillips, with Dominic Puni. I thought he was pretty good, and I've seen some of the other rankings, and it's pretty close to where I had him. So I feel pretty good about it. So the 49ers in round one go with Ricky Pearsall, a very solid wide receiver who's going to have an impact in 2024 and beyond. Renardo Green, a nickel corner, and then a offensive lineman. So when you came into this draft, you had to believe 49ers needs were wide receiver, cornerback, and offensive line, whichever order you had. Most people had offensive line, then corner, then wide receiver. But we knew that these three positions needed to be addressed, and the 49ers definitely addressed them. Appreciate you, Spidenick Danger. Spidenick Danger says, go Niners, go, and hit that like button. Appreciate that. Please hit the like button. So I like that. Thomas says the corner looks great. It's a fun player. I mean, even if you just go put on his highlights, you're going to see a player that's exciting. Now, play in and play out, you watch his film. Because I watched every game that he played over the last two seasons, because I'm a Florida State fan, I know him inside and out. That's why I was really excited about this pick. He fits. He's a guy that makes a lot of sense. And Donald says Stroud was mad when the Niners drafted Ricky. They definitely wanted him. I think with the run on receivers at the beginning of the second round, Ricky Pearsall would have went off the board. Houston would have been willing to trade up to get him. They wanted to add him to go with Tank Dell. It made a lot of sense. That would have been a dynamic grouping. But, you know, 49ers didn't let it happen. They stuck to their convictions, and they got the player that they really wanted. Lou says, Puni probably won't crack the starters, but will be first up on game day. Yeah, I don't know if he'll crack starting lineup. I think that's a tough ask for a young player. But he will compete because this guy is a guy that's smart, and he's got a lot of intelligence. He's going to be able to pick up this system pretty well. But he's going to have a tough sled to be able to start. I mean, John Feliciano is very good right guard. And the left guard, you got Aaron Banks. Those guys are big and able to anchor. The question marks are going to be, how quickly can he pick up this offense? But what it does is it helps your depth in day one, because now you don't have to count on Ben Bartsch or Nick Zakel. Dominic Puni can handle those roles. You want to open up an extra roster spot because Jalen Moore, you don't know how good he is. Maybe Puni could play tackle as well. Now, it takes a long time to be able to be versatile and play multiple positions, and it's hard to move from position to position. So I think they will keep him interior, but they're definitely got a guy here that has the eventual ability to start. I think that's what everyone's been looking for, the eventual replacement of Jake Brendel or Aaron Banks, and I think that that's what they got here. David V in the house is hashtag TCC. Appreciate it. Joel says, hashtag TCC, I like the draft so far, thinking about 25 and beyond. I think they are too. And, you know, that's what we got to kind of look at when it comes to what they're going to do tomorrow. When you look at the big board, my number one player left on the big board is Jatavion Sanders, tight end out of Texas. And jokingly, I said with 49ers rush with John Chapman that Jatavion Sanders at the second round pick, because I wanted to see the world burn, because I knew how much everyone wanted to see corner and offensive line. The truth is Jatavion Sanders is a very talented player, but he's a specific type of player, a receiving tight end. So it's going to take a team that's really interested. The other top player on my list is Troy Franklin. Other than that, I mean, you've got nickel corner like Kalen King. He's got some ability. You're starting to get into some of the other guys like Leonard Taylor, defensive tackle, tight end Theo Johnson and Jared Wiley. Both of them are available. If the 49ers look to go linebacker, you got Cedric Gray still available. So we're going to be on pick 101 when the clock goes up in round four. 49ers pick at 24. So they do have the draft capital with some of the trades they made to be able to move up if they want. Do they want to move up and potentially go target a player? This is definitely one of those times they could. I think if they were going to draft for what we perceive as position of need, then they could go, you know, with one of those guys that we talked about, a tight end. There's also a really talented edge rusher available in Austin Booker. So Austin Booker could be another player that they could be interested in. Of course, you know, we have other guys that are available, like Javon Solomon, who's often talked about as an edge defender. And I think if we were going to talk about positions where the 49ers could attack, defensive line is always one of those ones. Edge rushers like Austin Booker, like Javon Solomon, Gabriel Murphy, those are guys that could go, including Muhammad Kamara. Those guys are all targets if you're looking at defensive line. If you're looking at other positions, I think tight end number one. And then I know Kyle Shanahan joked about it on KMBR, but now you're starting to get to running back area. You got Ray Davis, running back out of Kentucky, Will Shipley, running back from Clemson, and Jalen Wright, the running back from Tennessee, all there. Another guy who came in on the 30 visit, Johnny Wilson, wide receiver, Florida State, Brendan Rice, wide receiver, USC, those guys available as well. So I don't think they go interior offensive line. I think we can kind of eliminate that from the board. Safety is still something they could address at some point in this draft. There are a couple of guys available that could be targets for the San Francisco 49ers at some point. And of course, there are also some linebacker guys that are interesting, including James Williams. He played safety at Miami, but I have him transitioning to linebacker. I think he could be another guy, 6'5", 230 pounds, can really move. Those guys are all potential guys later on in the draft. And what's up to Big Papa? Big Papa says, hashtag TCC, hey, wouldn't you go on tomorrow? I missed that announcement. Yeah, I'm going on tomorrow. The draft starts at 9 a.m. I'm going to try to go on right at 9 a.m. So, yeah, join me for that. We're going to have a lot of fun with that. Jay Ellie says, Muhammad Kamara. Yeah, that's a potential possibility, especially with the 49ers picking at 135. I think Mo Kamara could be a target for the 49ers in that category. So that's a good selection potentially there. Lou says, do they reach for Jones or Greenfield? I don't know if it's a reach, because right now it's guys that are valued at different spots. You got rankings all over the boards from anywhere from 3 to 5. If you're within 2 rounds when you get to 4 through 7, you're pretty close, because that's kind of how guys are. As we were going through this draft, guys that I had ranked in the 5th round, I seen go in the draft, and they made sense for the team that they went to, but they're not exactly fits for the 49ers, so you start pushing them down, and I think that happens a lot. So I don't know if they'll go reach. I don't know if they're going to go offensive line unless it's a guy they feel can make the roster. You don't want to go in round 4 for a player you don't feel is going to make the roster. So you want to find a position where you potentially have an area that you need to fill. Safety right now, you have 3 viable safeties on your roster. You probably want to address that at some point, depending on what you feel with Dre Greenlaw, linebacker as well, tight end if you're not comfortable with Cameron Latu and Braden Willis. I think those are the first areas the 49ers could do, but we'll see. I think it could be interesting. David says, Ant already nailed Puni. Watch us take Bo Richter on day 3. Huge fan of Bo Richter. David knows that. Huge fan. Yeah, Bo Richter would be a tremendous talent for the 49ers. 4.5 speed coming off the edge. Dude's got legit ability. A 40-inch vertical leap. The guy's crazy. Jay Ellie says center. Yeah, I think when you're looking at the center board, there's still some guys that are available that you got to like coming up. I don't know if they're going to go center. I think Dominic Puni, and the way that they talked about him today, he could be a potential center. So doubling up on interior offensive line would be a little bit of a surprise. I could see them go that way later. You know, maybe you get a Bo Limmer or Tanner Bordellini, get one of those guys later.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. 2 420-foot vertical speedways, 3 launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 G's in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
Do you want a beautiful lawn? Enter True Green, the easiest way to get a great lawn. Just water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and more. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour, and they have a verified best price, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com, TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people. Guaranteed.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Potentially go ahead and put them on the practice squad and then start developing them for the future. But I think when you went puny and you went a guy on the inside, I think it's more likely now that they go a obvious guy on the outside they could develop, someone they could stash and potentially develop. And there are a few offensive tackles, a guy like Tillon Grable out of UCF. He's long. He's got a lot of height, a lot of size. Reminds me of some players they've had in development in the past. So could be one of those guys, but I don't know if they're going to go center, but there are some talented guys late in the draft. Joel says, of the six picks that we have left, how many players do we end up drafting? I would say four. I think at some point they're going to make some moves with some of those picks they have to get up. I think pick 215 and 251, they'd rather use to move up, whether that's move up into the fifth round or move up in the sixth round. I think they want to make some moves. I think they want to come up. They don't see this draft being very deep. Now, if some of the guys that they have high grades on start slipping the way that Jalen Graham did, or the way that they felt about Braden Willis and they slip down, then maybe they stand pat, but I could see them going up. Eric says, still would like to see a tackle. I'm not sold on McKivitz. I think when it comes to tackle, I think we've now left the building of a tackle that could potentially beat out Colton McKivitz. So now you're talking developmental. So you could draft someone, potentially develop them. The odds are whoever you draft at this point is not going to make your 53-man roster. You have too many guys. They're sold on they're sold on how much work they put into like Jalen Moore. So I think that might have run its course. I get what you're saying. I don't think Colton McKivitz ends up being like what they believe is their long-term solution, and they would like to address that. I just don't think it matched up in the draft this year for them to be able to handle it. So interesting. Eric says, I did a mock draft on Last Second Sports a few days ago, and I took Puni and Kamara. There you go. Look at that. Killing it. Said, I also took Penix in the second round. The fact that he went up into the first round was a shocking development. So, yeah, I mean, good job there taking Puni and Kamara. Kamara would also be a fit for the 49ers if they got to the picks right there, the end of the fourth round, pick 135. You get Kamara, who's got an elite trait with a 4.5 speed, really quick pass rusher. I worry about him being able to hold up against the run and be able to set the edge consistently. But if you're looking for a guy that's got speed, got that GTFO factor that we know they liked a lot last year with Beal, he would be a guy. I think if I was going to target one position when you first pick at 124, I would be looking at the safety position. I'd be looking for a guy that you could have step in and help at the safety position. And a lot of those guys have been taken. There was a lot of guys that went off the board at the end of the third round that were really fun safety guys that the 49ers would have, I'm sure, loved to have. So just looking at it, I don't actually have a safety in the third round. I think it's going to take a little while to get to one of those safeties where you could get, because my guy that I really love, Tyke Smith, went at the end of the third round, and he would have been a stud for the 49ers at the safety position. So looking at it, I would love for them to target safety, but I don't know if I want them to reach for a guy like Trey Taylor from Air Force that I really liked. But at some point, you know, maybe they'll get him in the fourth or fifth round, a guy like Evan Williams out of Oregon. So at first I thought safety would make sense, but it doesn't look like one of those guys are going to be available. You know, it might be a little too high to get him in the fourth round. So it might be another position they have to go to. Lots of linebackers available if they're looking to go linebacker. It's going to be fun. Edge as well. You know, Gabriel Murphy, Javon Solomon, Austin Booker. If you're going to go edge, it's another good time. So I think those are probably the positions they could go. Daryl says, Ant, you're a beast, still grinding. Appreciate the super chat, Daryl. means a lot. And yeah, thanks for coming through all weekend. We've seen you at both spots. So I really appreciate that. And Eric says, don't you think safety is kind of solidified now with Brown and Hufanga? I'm talking about depth, because right now you have Brown, Hufanga, and you have Odom, but you don't have a fourth safety. Taylor Hawkins potentially on the practice squad, but you don't have a fourth safety, and you need one. They don't have Tashawn Gibson, so adding someone in the draft, it could be there. Jaylee says, your dream linebacker that we may select tomorrow. I don't have like a dream guy. I think the guys that, you know, I really liked have already went. I think there are some linebackers still to like that are going to come off the board, you know, at some point. I wasn't as high on Jeremiah Trotter as a lot, and I think that's why he's still on the board. You know, I did like Gray. I think Cedric Gray is a good linebacker. I think he could be an option. I started really liking James Williams a lot, the safety, the transitional guy with the size and speed. I liked him a lot, but that is a difference from what the 49ers are doing, because the 49ers haven't been projecting guys. They've been getting guys that are very solid. So to me, those guys are less likely to for sure happen. I could see them going linebacker later, and I do like some guys later that are, I'm definitely fans of, like Nathaniel Watson out of Mississippi State. I could see them going with him in the late fifth round, you know, one of those picks, 173, 176. I think he would make a lot of sense there. He's a physical type guy. So there's some fun athletes at linebacker, but I think most of the guys that I really, really liked probably have already got picked. And HR says, did you dump your old partner? No, he went ahead and he started. Yeah, he got married. Eric says, worse, he got married. Yeah, he got married, and, you know, he started coaching basketball again, which was something he really loved. Team was very good this year. So, you know, bravo to him. No ill will there. No, we just it didn't. We're not still recording together, but yeah, we're still so mutual friends and all that. So it's great. Lou says they will use 124 to move up. Well, 124 is where they're picking, so they could use 124, and I would think 173, one of those fifth round picks, the one they picked up from Kansas City, even their original 176 to move up. I think that's good. Golden State 49ers says we need a fast safety because we got a lot of safety. Linebacker hybrid type players. Yeah, I mean, if you're looking for a really fast safety, it's a little bit tougher to find. There's not guys that really have extreme speed at the position. Most of those guys already went. They were kind of guys who had that position versatility. So finding a guy with a lot of speed at the position that can play that single high safety type role and cover sideline to sideline, those are going to be a little bit harder to find, because when you're talking safeties that are coming up, most of those guys are guys who are bigger, not quite as fast guys. Guys like Ketan Oladapo, Evan Williams, you know, those guys are a little bit of struggle. A guy I love is Miller Bradford, but I see him more as a nickel corner. I don't think he's a single high safety, so I wouldn't say he's one of those guys. So, I mean, even the guys that they've met with, like Sione Vaki, are more built as that big physical guy. I think Jair Brown could play the deep third. He's got enough speed. But you're right, that's not something that they are really going for. A lot of people want them to have that free safety type guy. So let's see this. David says, I like McGee, linebacker from Temple. I do as well. McGee's a solid player. So, yeah, that's a good one. I do like him a lot. So big time for sure. And, you know, he's a guy the 49ers might address. There's some linebackers later that the 49ers could get. Jaylee says maybe another Null. Could they go Johnny Wilson, wide receiver, big physical guy? Maybe. I mean, if they did that, that back into that wide receiver room would be set. The fact he's still around in the fourth round, I think, goes to the fact that he drops a lot of footballs, but the elite range as far as the where he can catch the football. I mean, the guy's got long arms. He's over 6'6". We'll see. It could also be one of those linebackers later, right? One of the very quick linebackers could be targets for the 49ers. They did meet with them. And so potentially, you know, a guy like Kalen DeLoach or Tatum Bethune could be guys that they look for later. That would definitely make sense, JLE. So, yeah, those guys are possibilities for the San Francisco 49ers. And I think it's going to be a fun one. Join me for day three of the NFL draft, rounds 4 through 7. It's going to be a lot of fun. This episode was brought to you by Bet Online, where the game starts. Hey, I'll catch you guys on the next one. Until then, stay safe. Remember, the right way is always the 49ers way.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. Two 420-foot vertical speedways, three launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 Gs in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch stratacoaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.